Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 713. Today we hear from Ed, who asks,
any tips on identifying the point in a novel when you might be beating your head against a wall and need to reload? Dean Wesley Smith talks about redrafting stories that don't work. Do you recognize this point early in the novel, later? Do you power through, abandon it, redraft? I think we've all looked at a novel in progress and wondered if we just made word soup instead of a story. It would be interesting to know if you have and how you handled it.
Done it a couple of ways. The way that seems to work most reliably is I will sometimes get to a point where my subconscious will not write anymore. I can put words down, but they don't do anything. I can't make my characters move. Usually when this happens, it's because I did something a little while ago that has put my characters into a constraint box that I can't consciously recognize, but they can. So what I'll do is I'll go back, sometimes a couple of chapters, sometimes to the beginning of the book, and I will read forward until I find the reason why they're stuck. And I'll pick the point where the story takes that left turn, and sometimes it's really just changing a phrase that implies a bunch of exposition. Implicit exposition is something we've got to talk about in depth at some point. I should have talked about it in an earlier episode, but I got sidetracked onto other things. Anyway, someone send me a question about implicit exposition, so I have an excuse. Sometimes it's just a phrase of implicit exposition that I can remove. But whatever it is, I find the place where everything took the wrong turn, and I either chop it off there and write afresh, or I make the tweak that allows what follows to make sense, and then my characters are unstuck again. I have gotten to the end of a couple of books, and they just didn't work, and I didn't know why. And I had other people read them, and they're like, well, you know, it's got some good stuff, but it just doesn't work. That's happened twice. In both cases, I just redrafted. I picked the parts that I liked, that I wanted to keep. I threw out everything else, and I redid from start. And in both cases, I wound up with something that worked. A lot better than what I was going for in the first place. So both of those approaches have worked really well for me. As far as how you tell, for me, either it's because the characters don't move or because when I finish the story, it doesn't feel right. And I don't know quite how to describe it other than by analogy. I mean, have you ever walked into a room where someone farted like 5 minutes ago? There's just the tiniest little bit of stink left. It's like that, or you're listening to a great orchestral performance, but there's like a third trombone that's playing kind of quietly, like it's a high school orchestra maybe. Third trombone is playing kind of quietly and hitting half a note flat, half a note sharp every third or fourth note. And you can't quite point exactly to where the problem is coming from, but you know that it's not right somehow. The emotional experience you get with something like that, that's kind of the emotional experience I get with a story that tells me it's going to need redrafting. I wish I could be more specific, but that's what I got. Kitty, do you have any? You've watched me do this.
I've watched you, but I haven't been in your head. So you've really covered everything that I've observed. I know that there are some stories that you have taken multiple attempts at over multiple years. One that is in the publication queue right now is one of those that you started it like 8 years ago or some damn thing. And you'd write until you couldn't. Then you put it aside and write something else and go back and, I mean, you didn't start over, but you took a new approach and went back a little bit and wrote forward until you couldn't. And it was a story where you were figuring out a very different kind of point of view and perspective than you usually write. And the genre of the story might have changed about halfway through the when you were writing it.
Mm-hmm.
You really realized, I thought I was telling this story, but I'm actually telling this story instead.
Mm-hmm.
When you start out writing a horror and it turns into a romance and you're like, the first half of it doesn't quite work anymore.
All right, well, for what it's worth, I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.